It was about this time last year that the first case of COVID-19 was confirmed here in the U.S. A year later, on his first day in office, President Biden is signing 10 executive orders focused on boosting testing, vaccines, and medical supplies. And joining us now is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson with more. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Tanya.
What is the Biden team saying about the fact that testing and supplies are still a major concern 1 year after the first coronavirus case was confirmed here? I mean, Biden's medical advisor, Michael Osterholm, is telling us that there was no vaccine plan left by the Trump administration.
That's what we're hearing from the incoming Biden administration. Jeff Zients, who's the COVID czar for Joe Biden, said what we're inheriting from Trump is much worse than we could have imagined. We have to start from scratch. And apparently, there was not only no vaccine plan, but they didn't make enough vaccines. Recently, the Trump administration adjusted the guidelines, said you should give to states, you should give the vaccine to more people, 65 and up, they suggested, but they didn't give states enough doses to keep up with the new demand.
Well, starting from scratch. So the Biden team says he's authorizing federal agencies to invoke the Defense Production Act to speed up the production of supplies specifically. President Trump also did that, too, we had heard. How would these new actions change things?
Well, the Biden team says the Defense Production Act has a lot of parts. It's planning to use it to boost supply chains. It's going to try to increase testing, increase supplies like syringes and masks, but also the production of vaccines. They seem very confident that they can get enough supply into the system of vaccines and then solve the distribution problem. They're also going to establish a federal board to increase coronavirus testing capacity and access. And they've got a whole bunch of other plans. As you said, he's signing 10 executive orders today, Joe Biden, to boost the production of vaccines. And that should change things. The biggest difference is the federal government is going to be much more involved, much more hands-on. As Joe Biden himself said, we're going to manage the hell out of this virus. That's something that the Trump administration didn't do.
Okay, 100 million vaccines in his first 100 days. Biden is also setting new rules on mask wearing and travel. What's notable there?
He is asking people to mask up for 100 days. He has said that he will have a mask mandate. He's already signed that order for the federal government. Any properties that are operated by the federal government, people will have to wear a mask there. That's a mask mandate. He can't make the states have mandates, but he is encouraging them to do that. And several red states where mask wearing is a political issue and people think that wearing a mask is somehow a sign of being a liberal wimp, several red states have already started mask mandates. So that should make a difference.
All of these plans, of course, require money. And the Biden team is saying the president wants to convince Republicans to get on board with this $1.9 trillion plan to pay for this and to help people and businesses in need. But that's going to take time. Is that going to hamper his pandemic response, having to really convince Republicans to get on board?
Well, he can do a lot by himself, and he will do a lot on his own. That's what executive orders are. But he does need money to pay for certain things. He wants to reimburse states, for instance, for the cost of involving the National Guard. There's a lot of things that he wants from Congress. It's not only going to take a long time, it's not clear if he's going to get Republicans to cooperate. Mm-hmm. Republicans are generally fine with increasing the deficit to pay for tax cuts for the wealthy, but they have been balking at sending $1,400 checks to individual people because of the cost. So, yes, that's going to be a big lift, but Biden is still going to go full steam ahead. He thinks there's a lot he can do on his own.
Before I let you go, Mara, I want to talk to you a little bit about what it's been like to interact with this new administration. We heard from the new press secretary last night and today. There were a couple of press briefings. What's the tone this administration is setting?
Well, the tone the administration is trying to set is that they're going to provide accurate honest information to the press. Some of that is going to, as Jen Psaki said yesterday, will be hard to hear, might be unpleasant information. She doesn't promise that she'll get along with the press all the time. But the fact that they are going to have briefings every day in and of itself is a huge change. I think we went almost a year or more without a single briefing from the Trump administration. So they want to rebuild trust with the American people. And I don't know if we have time to play this bite from Jen yesterday.
We don't.
But this is what she said.
Oh, yeah. But thank you so much for your reporting. This is Mara Liasson. She's NPR's national political correspondent.